I don't know if you've ever thought about the fact that all the central characters in the Christmas story had to undertake a journey to reach Bethlehem. Some are pretty obvious, Mary and Joseph making the journey, as we understand it, from Nazareth, not an easy journey, quite some distance, especially difficult for someone in Mary's condition. The shepherds had to make a trip, admittedly a much shorter one, but a trip nonetheless. The wise men, we know, had to travel a huge distance, probably from Persia, the scholars tell us, or Iran as it is today, and that would have been a journey that would have taken them some months. And what about Jesus? Perhaps he made the biggest journey of all, the journey from heaven to earth. We don't know how far that is, maybe shorter than we think, but certainly in terms of the adjustments that it would involve, it was a vast journey, a journey from the spiritual realm into the physical, a journey from eternity into time. And so it took a number of journeys to make this first Christmas happen. And I think there is a message for us, that if we are going to discover the full heart and meaning of Christmas, we need to also be on a journey, an ongoing journey, a journey of the heart, a journey of faith, to discover in a deeper and deeper way the Savior of the world. As I said, the journey for the shepherds was a quick and easy one. And that is paralleled, I think, in some people's journey of faith. They come to a commitment of Christ relatively easily. It's almost as though the brightness of God's glory seems to break through into their lives. And so some people's experience is almost as dramatic as it was for those shepherds. And I think it is a special blessing when one has that kind of experience. And for some people, faith somehow seems to involve those kinds of experiences along the way. But for most of us, the journey is a slower, a longer one, much more like the journey of the wise men rather than the journey of the shepherds. Like them, we somehow sense within ourselves a dissatisfaction with the world as we know it. We seek something deeper. Those men had what I guess most people would want. They had wealth. They had wisdom to be able to discover and to read the stars and to make that journey. But they too sensed that there was something more. A new star appears in the sky. It doesn't have the dazzling brilliance that the shepherds experienced, but it's nonetheless it's a beacon that seems to be calling and drawing them. A beacon pointing to a new and a deeper life. And they are prepared to expend time and energy and money to seek out the new king, which they believe that star is pointing to. And so they embark on a journey probably in the region of 1,000 miles, 125 miles more than from Land's End to John O'Groats. Much of that journey would have been across desert tracks or rough paths at best. In the picture that is normally painted on our Christmas cards of these magi, they are spotlessly dressed in bright apparel, fancy headdress and gleaming jewelry. If you think about it, having traveled a couple of months across that kind of terrain, I think they would have been rather grimy and shabby by the time they got to Bethlehem. Any valuables they had would probably have been well hidden, far from the prying eyes of bandits who were not uncommon along the traveling routes of those days. As we heard just now in Rhonda's question, all of us know very well the gifts that the wise men brought. But in the final analysis, was the greatest gift not their journey itself? Was their greatest gift not their courage and perseverance that enabled them to complete that expedition? Like them, our journey will often require perseverance, courage, maybe sacrifice. Like them, we may be tempted to turn back, maybe because of difficulties along the way, or maybe because of doubts about the value of the journey. But God's word is clear that our faithfulness, our perseverance will be richly rewarded. The Lord says, "You will seek me and find me if you search for me with all your heart. You will find me." And even though the way may be tough, even though the star may at times be lost behind the clouds that encircle us, the journey is infinitely worthwhile. Jesus himself guarantees that. Not only is Jesus the destination of that journey, but for us as Christians, he is also the companion on that journey. As we heard in Hebrews, let us run with perseverance the race set before us, our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. And not only does he offer us and promise us his presence, but he also offers us the gift of fellow travelers along the way. Going back to those who made the journey to Bethlehem, none of them except Jesus, as far as we know, made the journey alone. Mary and Joseph had each other, maybe a servant with them, we don't know. The shepherds were in a group, as of course were the magi. And for those wise men on their long journey, if the way got difficult, they had others to encourage them. When one maybe thought of turning back, there were others who would encourage him to persevere. And the same is true for us on our Christian journey. God's gift of the Christian family offers us the companionship of like-minded people, people who are on the same journey, who are seeking the same destination. In God's family, there are those who have traveled the way before us, who can encourage us, who can support us along the journey. We may know them as fellow people, humans in the flesh, or we may only know them from the books that they have written. But whoever they are God's gift of companionship along that journey. I think sadly, some of us are Lone Ranger kind of Christians, and we feel we must just hang in there and persevere on our own, and we don't draw on the support and the fellowship and the encouragement of those around us. I think it's so important that each of us has at least one person with whom we can share deeply about our faith. One person who can understand us, who can listen, who can share our joys and our struggles. It may be as formal as a spiritual director. It may be as informal as a long-standing friend. But someone with whom we can speak of our struggles, that we don't have to carry those on our own. And yet I think as Christians, we're not always very good about that. We tend to keep things like other aspects of our lives to ourselves and don't draw on the gift of the fellowship that Jesus gives us. Speaking of journeys, perhaps one of the best known journeys in literature is the journey of Dorothy, the Fearful Lion, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man on the yellow brick road to the Wizard of Oz. Each of them believes that this wizard can supply something that is missing in their lives. The Fearful Lion is seeking greater courage. The Scarecrow is searching for a brain. The Tin Man is looking for a heart. But when they finally meet the wizard, he's not as impressive as they thought he might be. But he is able to tell them something important that they have gained along the journey, along the way. They have already gained those things for which they set out searching for. The Scarecrow has used the little bit of intelligence that he has in order to develop his mind and his brain. The Tin Man has been prepared to open up his heart and share the feelings as he's able to, and so his heart and his compassion for others has grown. The Lion has exercised a little bit of courage that he has, and in the process, his courage has developed significantly. Is the same not true for us? In life and in our walk of faith, is it not true that attributes like courage and compassion and faith and patience, they're not suddenly things that are poured out in their fullness into our lives, but they rather are things that develop along the way. That when we use the bit of faith or the bit of compassion or the bit of patience and love that we have, as we use that, as we break open that gift, to use the image of that woman who came to Jesus, and as we share that gift, is it not true that those things begin to grow and to deepen? Someone has said, what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. God has placed within each of our hearts and lives, I believe, a degree of faith, a degree of love, of compassion, of patience. And it's as we use those things that he's given us, so they grow and mature and deepen. We are on a journey to the new heaven and the new earth. And it's as we walk that journey faithfully, as we use the gifts and the graces that God has given us, that I believe we will be able to hear his word one day, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful traveler. Enter into the joy of your master. When those wise men reached the new king that had been born, they had not arrived at the end of their journey. In a way, they had only started on a new journey. A new journey based on this amazing truth that had come to them, this amazing discovery that they had made. And Christmas and the ending of a year is not a time to sit back and congratulate ourselves on the long distance that we have come, but it's also a time to commit ourselves to the next stage of the journey. The next stage of growth in faithfulness and love and hope, with our eyes fixed on Jesus, the one on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. Amen.